From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Taliban target and kill Christians in Pakistan. Singing at a funeral service for 11-year-old Sahil Pervez, one of the 30 children killed in Sunday's suicide bombing in the city of Lahore in Pakistan. All of Pakistan today is mourning the death of at least 70 people in the bombing, and more than 300 others were wounded. Aftab Gill is the uncle of Sahil. He says the government of Punjab had no security arrangements for the parks, and even today here in this church, if they deploy some security, they are so lazy. Now, this is our request from our government, and especially from the Prime Minister, that he should take personal interest to finish the terrorism in this country. A spokesman for a breakaway faction of the Pakistani Taliban vowed that such attacks would continue. Analyst Alam Payind of Ohio State University tells VOA that such attacks are not solely aimed at Christians.
This Taliban group are targeting not only the Christians, they're targeting Hindus. Some of Hindus are living in Pakistan. And also they are targeting the Shiites, Muslims, which are a branch of the Shia Muslims in Pakistan, too.
The United States condemned Sunday's attack, calling it a cowardly act. Nigeria is waiting for an answer from Cameroon about the claim of a would-be suicide bomber that she is one of the Nigerian schoolgirls kidnapped by the insurgent group Boko Haram nearly 2 years ago. She was arrested with a 12-kilogram belt of explosives. The abduction of more than 200 girls from a school in April of 2014 caused universal outrage. This is VOA News. A French national suspected of involvement in planning a terror attack has been arrested in the Netherlands. The 32-year-old, whose identity has not been released, was arrested at the request of French authorities in the port city of Rotterdam. He is expected to be extradited to France soon. Three other people were detained in the raid. Belgian riot police clashed Sunday with hundreds of protesters in central Brussels, despite a ban on demonstrations in effect through Tuesday. The protesters said they were showing solidarity with the victims of last Tuesday's multiple bombings at the airport and a subway station that killed at least 31 and wounded hundreds. In a U.S. broadcast interview on Sunday, Secretary of State John Kerry, who met with European officials in Brussels, said the U.S. is cooperating in the effort to prevent such attacks in the future.
There's a sense of urgency, clearly. When I met with the president of the European Commission yesterday, the prime minister of Belgium made it very clear. They know they need to move on these things, and hopefully that will happen. It is essential to the long-term fight against Daesh. But what's important for people to understand is we are making real progress in Iraq and Syria, and I mean real progress.
The U.S. government has confirmed that so far four Americans are known to have died in the bombing attacks, and at least 12 others were wounded. Syrian government forces backed by Russian airstrikes have retaken the ancient city of Palmyra from Islamic State, an operation hailed by U.N. Secretary General Ban Ki-moon.
We are encouraged and fortunate that Syrian government forces have been able to defeat the ISIS from Palmyra, and is now able to preserve and protect these human common asset, cultural asset. And I'm also encouraged by the announcement that they will try to not only preserve and protect, they'll try to restore. I hope they will be able to do that.
The Islamic State seized Palmyra 10 months ago and destroyed many of the famed monuments that stood for nearly 2,000 years. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said 400 militants and 180 soldiers and allied fighters died in the battle for Palmyra. The Saudi-led coalition fighting Shiite rebels in Yemen said today it released 109 Yemeni detainees in exchange for 9 Saudis who were being held. Shiite Houthi rebels seized in the Yemeni capital of Sana'a in September of 2014, and in March of last year pushed south to the port city of Aden in an offensive that sent President Abdul Rabu Mansour Hadi fleeing to Saudi Arabia. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.